our hearts for a few minutes.
我们安静在主的面前。
And let's wait upon the Lord.
我们一同来等候我们的主。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this wonderful conference.
主，我们感谢你给我们一个这么美好的特会。
We bow and worship you.
我们俯伏敬拜你。
For speaking to our hearts.
你向我们心中说了话。
Our desire is not just to hear more messages.
我们不单单只是愿意听到一些好的信息。
We want to discover together what's in your heart.
我们要得到你心中给我们的。
What you are really after for yourself.
你实在在这里要得，为你自己所要得到的。
Lord, we commit our time to you.
我们把这段的时间交在你的手中。
We pray that you speak to us.
我们求你向我们说话。
And we'll hear your word.
我们愿意听到你的话
and we'll respond.
我们对你的话也有回应
and we'll obey.
我们也要顺服
and to you be all the praise.
愿你得着一切的称颂
and all the glory.
得着一切的荣耀
and Christ's precious name we pray.
我们奉主宝贝的名 Amen.
Yesterday afternoon,
昨天下午
I was sitting there and I heard about aGodwin was talking about the many overlappings.
我就听到孙弟兄所讲的，我们有很多大家彼此重叠的话。
And thank God for the many overlappings.
我们感谢主有那么多重复要向我们说的话。
Because we can be sure when God speaks, He speaks with one voice.
因为我们实在知道，当神说话的时候，他是从说一样的话。
There's unity, and He's speaking to our hearts.
那是有。合一的心向着我们讲
Because God is one and he has but one will for his people.
因为神是一位他对于他的儿女只有一个心意
So I thank God for all the overlappings.
我们为了这些重叠的话我们感谢主
It just shows that all our brothers what they have received came from the same source.
也证明了我们的弟兄们是从一个源头得到的话
So we thank God for that.
我们为了此而感谢神。
Now, when I came to Seattle, and I understand there will be many overlappings.
当我来到西雅图的时候，我就知道我们彼此的信息都会有一些的重叠。
And some of the brothers, while we were talking about the many overlappings.
当我跟弟兄们交通的时候，我们知道我们许多的话都是相同的。
I was saying that maybe what I have, the Lord, has put in my heart for this afternoon.
我就想主。在我心中要为这个下午所说的话
Indeed, many of the thoughts I have in mind, the brothers, they already have spoken.
我预备的这些弟兄们都已经讲过了。
So I told one of the brothers, maybe I just stand here and just say two words, Hallelujah, Amen.
我就说我就站在这里讲两句话 Hallelujah, Amen 就可以了。
And if I can do as well as Joseon, then we can all go home.
我们如果像那个周孙弟兄的儿子这样讲的话我们就都可以回家了
but thank God for his speaking to us
感谢神他向我们要说话
he has but one will for his redeemed
他叫我们有一个旨意叫我们要听见
ok should we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2
我们翻开哥林多前书第二章
to begin our time this afternoon 1 Corinthians chapter 2
我们一开始来哥林多前书第二章
We'll read verse 14.
我们读第十四节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事。反倒以为愚拙并且不能知道因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透
Now, brothers, this is a very important verse.
这是一个非常重要的一节圣经
Because spiritual things revealed things by the Spirit must discern spiritually.
因为唯有属灵的人才能够借着圣灵能够看透属灵的事
What is revealed to us, we can discern Spiritually, there's no other way.
像我们启示的，我们能够在灵里面来领会。
There's no other way.
没有其他的方法。
Because spiritual things are to be spiritually discerned.
因为属灵的事只有用圣灵才能够看透。
And bottomless, that rules us out altogether.
这就我们大家都不合格了。
Unless the Lord does something in us supernaturally.
除非神做一些超然的事情。
Otherwise, none of us is capable of knowing anything spiritually.
不然我们任何人都没有办法明白属灵的事。
Now, let's look at verse 9.
我们再看第九节。
Regarding spiritual matters.
这里讲到属灵的事情。
Okay. Spiritual matters are eyes has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
说这些是眼睛未能看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明。
Okay.Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. These are spiritual matters.
眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，这是属灵的事情。
And brothers,
弟兄姊妹们，
so the conclusion is that none of us we are capable of entering anything that is spiritual.
这个结论就是说，我们没有任何一个人能够进入属灵的事情。
They are beyond us.
因为这是超越我们的。
There's no we can reach it or touch it.
这是我们摸不着抓不到的。
Unless God does something supernaturally.
除非神做一些超然的事情。
So new birth is a supernatural act of God.
我们能够重生是神自己所做超然的事情。
And through new birth, we are given that capacity to know things spiritually.
借着这一个重生叫我们能够得到属灵的另一个生命。
That is what new birth is all about.
所以这是讲到重生的事情。
So that we can know things spiritually.
我们能够认识属灵的。
Now there's another verse in 2 Timothy.
在提摩太后书一节的圣经。
Let's look at that verse for a moment.
我们来看一看。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 7.
提摩太后书第二章第七节。
Now this verse has a real impact on my life in recent months.
这一节的圣经在我心中有很深刻的一个意义。
Okay. Now my brother Eric said the Chinese translation is a little slightly different from the English translation.
中文用英文有一点点的不太一样。
Okay. Now I'll read my New King James Version.
我们先读英文的圣经。
Now these are Paul's words.To Timothy.
这是保罗对提摩太说的话。
Timothy and Paul are very very close.
保罗跟提摩太是非常的亲密。
Paul called Timothy the son of faith.
保罗称提摩太为信心之子。
He treats Timothy as though he's his own son spiritually.
在属灵的关系上他以提摩太为他的儿子。
And he loved Timothy very much.
他非常的爱提摩太。
And he prayed for Timothy.
他为提摩太祷告。
Now this verse,
这一节的圣经,
let's read together.
我们一起来读。
Okay. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明，或者主必叫你能够明白。
Consider what I say.
要你思想我所说的话。
It is what we have heard, we have to consider and reconsider again and again.
我们听到的话，我们要不断的继续的一再的思想。
Our problem is that we heard from one ear and goes out the other.
我们的问题是左耳入右耳出。
So we never have anything deeply registered into our hearts, into our spirits.
我们没有把这些话深深地印在我们的心中，我们的灵里。
And there's no true or real understanding of the meaning of the message that we heard.
我们没有真正地明白我们所听到的信息。
So Timothy, Paul told Timothy, he said, consider what I say.
保罗对提摩太说，我所说的话你要思想。
Now that is the key for understanding.
这是我们能够明白的钥匙。
So So there's a need for repeating, there's a need for overlapping.
所以这边有一个需要我们要重复的听。
So that we reconsider and reconsider again and again.
所以我们一再的来思想。
Until we come to the real meaning of the message we heard.
直到我们真正的抓到信息的真意。
Now this lesson we need to learn for the rest of our life.
这些的话是我们一生要学的。
There's no shortcut.
那里没有捷径。
And one of the work of the Holy Spirit is called to our remembrance what's been spoken before.
哦，这些的话是已经说过的。
And so that we can consider and reconsider.
我们要记住这些的话，一再的思想。
Until we come to understand the way God wants us to understand.
直到我们能够明白神要我们所明白的。
So, brothers and sisters, so our standing rule out.
所以我们的领会是要拿开的。
Reconsider and consider is to seek his understanding.
我们要不一再的思想，我们要得到他要我们明白的。
There's no quick understanding of things spiritual.
在属灵的事情上，我们要知道的话是没有捷径的。
It takes time and it's costly.
是需要时间，也需要付代价。
So first we need to hear.
所以我们需要听。
We need to consider and reconsider again and again.
我们需要思想，一再的思想。
Until the Lord give us true understanding.
直到神把那真知道、真明白给我们。
Now this afternoon, my responsibility is share on the Holy Spirit and the Church.
今天我要交通的乃是圣灵与教会。
Now that is a huge topic.
这是一个大的题目。
And it's beyond me.
我实在是超越我能说的。
And so by the grace of the Lord,
靠着神的恩典，
and I'll do what I can.
我尽力而为。
So as I share, you pray for me and pray with me.
当我交通的时候，你为我们祷告。
Okay, so you pray for our speaking, also pray for all our understanding.
你为了讲的，也为了我们能够明白，我们一同来祷告。
Now the first I want to remind you, brothers and sisters,
首先我要来提醒各位
about the work of the Holy Spirit.
是讲到圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit never does any work outside of the will of God.
圣灵绝对不会在神旨意之外做任何的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit, He is the sent one from the Father. He is the sent one from the Son.
他是父跟子所差遣的。
He is here for the Father's interest.For the son's interest.
他在这里是为了父跟子的旨意。
That's what our brother reminded us this morning.
所以今天早上我们的弟兄提醒我们。
It's God's spirit.
是那灵。
It's God's spirit.
是神的灵。
It is spirit of the son.
是儿子的灵。
He was sent here for their interest.
他是为了他们的旨意而被差遣。
And to secure what they want him to secure.
然后要确实的得到他们要我们得到
Now, very,
他们要得到的
That is a very important principle we had to get hold of.
这是一个非常重要的原则我们要抓住
The Holy Spirit will not do anything outside of the will of God.
圣灵绝对不会在神旨意之外做任何的工作
That is a settled fact.
这是一个确实的真理
Now as we move on this afternoon we'll see it clearer.
当我们下午来看的时候希望我们能够看得更清楚。
Okay. Now, there's the first mention I want to remind you where the first mention of the Spirit of God and the last mention of the Spirit of God.
我愿意提在圣经里面头一次提到神的名跟最末了一次提到神的名。
Now, the first mention of the Spirit of God is found in Genesis 1 verse 2.
圣经里面头一次提到神的灵乃是在创世纪第一章第二节
The Spirit of God hovering over the waters at creation
神的灵运行在水面
That is the first mention of God the Spirit
这是头一次提到神的灵
And the last spirit that's mentioned the Holy Spirit mentioned is found in Revelation 22 verse 17
最后一次提到神的灵乃是启示录二十二章第十七节
It is when the Spirit and the Bride say come
乃圣灵和心腹都说来
Now from these two mentions of the Spirit
从这两次提到圣灵
The Holy Spirit God The Spirit God hovering over the water at creation
神的灵运行在水面运行在创造的上面
That's the first mention
这是头一次的提到
And the last mention is we find in Revelation 22 verse 17
最后乃是启示录二十二章第十七节。
When the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
圣灵和心腹都说来。
Now, Francis, from these two mentions,
弟兄姊妹，从这两处提到的圣经和圣灵，
we can draw about one conclusion.
我们可以得到一个这样的结论。
From the beginning of the activities of the Holy Spirit,
从圣灵一开始第一个的动作，
and at the end of his activity,
直到他最末了所做的，
is to secure a bride for God's beloved Son.
他要确实的为神得到一个心腹。
Let me put it another way.
我们再说一次。
All the activities and work of the Holy Spirit through time,
在历史历代圣灵所做一切的工作，
He has but one mission, one objective.
他有只有一个使命，只有一个目的。
That is to secure a bride for God's beloved Son.
就是为了神的儿子确实的得到一个心腹。
So from the first mention of the Spirit of God and to the last mention when the Spirit and the bride say come.
从头一次提到神的灵运行，直到最后圣灵跟心腹一同说来，
God the Spirit never for one moment deviated from that mission he was assigned to accomplish.
神的灵的工作从来没有离开他这一个使命。
He not only began,
他不单只是那样的开始，
He not only worked through time,
他也借着在时间里面他的工作，
But in the end he secured what God wants for his son.
直到最末了他为了他儿子确实的得到。
Now God is very merciful.
神是蛮有怜悯的。
Because he knows along the way we're going to go through many ups and downs.
他知道在这个一条路上我们会有上上下下的光景。
And many obstacles.
有许多的难处。
And what God wants is what Satan hates.
神所要的乃是撒旦所恨恶的。
So he knows what we have to go through before we arrive at God's end.
神知道我们要经过许多的路才能够达到神的手中。
And so in his mercy, he wants to strengthen our faith in him.
所以在他的怜悯底下他要坚固我们的信心。
So he gives us a broad picture.
所以他给我们一个大概的图画。
How he began,
他是如何的开始。
In the end, he secured it.
然后他最后如何的确实的得到。
That is the ground of our faith.
这是我们信心的路。
So our faith is based on a real solid sound foundation.
所以我们的信心乃是根据一个很坚固的基础。
What God has begun, in the end, he for sure will secure it.
神他开始这工，到末了他必定完成这工。
And that is not just a promise.
这不光光是一个应许。
Through the first mention and the last mention, the Lord gave us a picture of what's already accomplished.In himself.
从圣经里面头一次提到圣灵，直到最末一次他给过我们一幅的图画，他是如何的要达到这个目的。
Now this afternoon I want to mention on the part that's played by the Holy Spirit in this work.
我们要看在这一件工作里面圣灵所做的。
How persistent he is.
他是那样的坚持。
For one moment he will never deviate from God's will.
他从来没有一刻对于神这一个目的有任何的偏离。
Because the Holy Spirit is one with God's heart.
因为圣灵乃是与神的心合一的。
The Holy Spirit and God's heart, they are one altogether for God's Son.
圣灵跟神的心是合为一，为了神的儿子。
So there is no deviation as far as the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵从来的工作没有任何的偏离。
Now later on we'll see that all the works or activities of the Holy Spirit,
所以我们一直要看到圣灵所做的。
His overall objective is just one.
他整个的目的就是那一样。
Is to secure a bride for God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是要确实的为神的儿子得到心腹。
Now the best picture we can look at this work of the persistent work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们最好的一幅图画，我们看到圣灵这样坚持的工作。
Is what we find in Genesis 24.
我们是在创世纪二十四章里面看到。
It is a very beautiful story.
这是一个美丽的故事。
It is a very romantic story.
这是一个充满罗曼蒂克的故事。
You know, all the romantic story in the scriptures have to do with the bride and the bridegroom.
你知道所有罗曼蒂克的故事都是讲到新郎与新妇。
And the Holy Spirit is the matchmaker.
圣灵是那一个媒人。
He knows where to look for the bride.
他知道去哪里找这个新妇。
And he knows how to bring that bride to the bridegroom.
他也知道怎么样把新妇带到新郎的跟前。
That is the one work the Holy Spirit is currently doing with all of us.
这就是现今圣灵在我们身上要做的工。
Okay. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Genesis 24.
那请我们翻开创世纪二十四章。
Okay.We'll just look at some of the aspects of the Holy Spirit.
我们就看看圣灵所做的一些功的。
We'll read verse 1 and 2, Genesis 24.
创世纪二十四章第一、第二节。
Now, those who know the Bible well, you know, Abraham is a type of the father.
我们认识圣经的人，我们知道亚伯拉罕是预表父。
And the old servant is a type of the faithful Holy Spirit.
那个老仆人乃是预表圣灵。
Isaac is a type of Christ.
以撒乃是基督的预表。
And Rebecca is a type of the church.
利百加乃是教会的预表。
Okay, let's read verse 1 and 2 of Genesis 24.
我们读创世纪二十四章第一、第二节。
Now Abraham was old.Well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to his oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, and please put your hand under my thigh.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切的事上，耶和华都赐福给他。亚伯拉罕就对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我大腿底下。
OK, let's read on just for a few more verses.
我们再读几节。
And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
But you should go to my country, to my family, and take a wife for my son Isaac.
你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
Okay. Abraham's whole life's concern.
亚伯拉罕他一生所关注的。
Is about Isaac.
是在以撒的身上。
Not just Isaac, but seek a wife for Isaac.
不单只是对以撒，而且要给他娶一个妻子。
Because without Isaac, there will be no descendants.
因为如果没有以撒，就没有后裔。
As God promised.
这是神所应许给他的。
And so Abraham's whole life's occupation is Isaac, but also to seek a wife for Isaac.
亚伯拉罕一生是为了以撒，也为他得到一个妻子。
Because Abraham knew,
亚伯拉罕知道
that Isaac cannot enjoy all his riches by himself.
因为他知道以撒不能够单独享用他一切的产业。
He cannot enjoy the fullest of Abraham's inheritance that's passed on to him by himself.
他自己不能够单独去享用他产业里面一切的丰盛。
And Abraham loved his son so much.
亚伯拉罕那么爱他的儿子。
He wanted his son to enjoy the promised inheritance fully and completely.
他要他的儿子以撒能够完全的去享用他的产业。
But to fulfill that, he needs a helper.
他要得到的，如果他达到这个目的，他需要一个帮手。
Not only helper to possess it.
不单只帮他去得到
but to help him enjoy it.
而且是帮助他一同来享用。
Now, it's just like the creation of Adam.
正好像神创造亚当的时候
After Adam was created,
当亚当被创造被造之后
God said it was not good for him to be alone.
神说这人独居不好
I'll make him a helpmeet.
我要给他一个配偶
to complete him.
叫他得以完全
，to fulfill him，
叫他能才成全他。
Now here we have a repeat of that story again。
我们在这里再有一个重复那幅的图画。
Abraham loved Isaac，
亚伯拉罕爱以撒。
He want Isaac to be complete，
他要以撒被成全。
And so that he can enjoy all the riches that Abraham will pass on to him，
他能够享用亚伯拉罕给他一切的产业。
And that's why the old servant was giving this one assignment，
所以老仆人就得到了这个任务。
Now brothers and sisters， the assignment given to the old servant was very specific，
弟兄姊妹，老仆人的任务是非常的清楚的。
He is now to take one of the daughters of the Canaanites to be Isaac's wife，
这位说到不能够娶迦南的女子为妻。
He has to go back to Abraham's hometown, his family, to choose one of the family daughters to be Isaac's wife.
他要回到他的本地本族去娶一个他们的女子为以撒的妻子。
Now, if we read this chapter more carefully,
如果我们仔细地来读这段的话，
when the old servant went to Mesopotamia to seek for a bride for Isaac，
当这个老仆人到美索不达米去为以撒得到一个妻子，
it is not by chance，
这不是偶然的。
Because in God's side，
因为从神这方面来讲，
all the outworkings are predetermined in him，
在他所做的一切事情都是在他里面本来预定的。
That's right. So just simply carry them out.
只是现在执行出来而已。
God never takes chances.
神从来不做偶然的事情。
He works everything according to his will.
他一切的工作都是根据他的旨意。
He works out everything according to what he had planned long, long ago, even before there was time.
他所做的一切的工都是在创世以前他已经有定规的。
OK， just to bring that to your attention，
特别叫我们注意的。
OK， let's look at a couple of verses，
我们再看几处的经文。
Yeah， OK， let's look at verse 14，
我们再看第十四节，二十四章第十四节。
14， we'll read the whole verse。
我们读第十四节。
Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she say, drink, and I will also give your camel a drink. Let her be the one, let's look here, you have appointed for your servant Isaac, the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac, the appointed one.
我向那一个女子说，请拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻。
Okay. And look at verse 44.
我们再看第四十四节。
And she said to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed.For my master's son.
他若说你只管喝，我也为你的骆驼打水。愿那女子就做耶和华给我主人儿子所预定的妻。
So brothers and sisters, we the redeemed of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些被神救赎的。
We are not only the called.
我们不单只是被召的。
We are not only the chosen.
我们不单只是被拣选的。
But we are already appointed.
我们是所预定的。
To be the bride of Christ Jesus.
叫我们预定成为基督的心腹。
He predetermined that we should be the bride of Christ.
他已经预定我们要成为基督的心腹。
It is not by chance.
不是偶然的。
It's by the predetermination of God.
是神所预定的。
And that's how God says,A faithful servant went there and to look for the appointed one.
那个忠心的老仆人跑到那里去，去寻找那一位所预定的。
Right, because we belong to him.
因为我们是属于他的。
We are his chosen ones.
我们是他所拣选的。
We are the appointed one.
我们是被指定的。
But Brian, do we live like the appointed one?
我们活出来像不像是那个已经被预定的呢？
If we live like the appointed one, the Holy Spirit will recognize we are.Isaac, we are Christ.
如果我们活出来像那个所预定的，圣灵就能够指出我们是以撒。
So,
是
Okay, suppose once we are called, we are chosen, we are appointed.
当我们蒙召，我们是被指定的那一位。
There's no back door.
没有后门的。
We are appointed.
我们是被指定的。
The Holy Spirit will pursue you.
圣灵在那里一直要得到你。
Until he finds you.
直到你被得到。
Until God's purpose is realized in all of us.
直到神自己的旨意在我们身上能够显明出来。
Now the other thing about the Holy Spirit.
那讲到圣灵的另外一面。
Is that he will not give in to us.
他不会对我们让步。
He will not give up us up.
他也不会放弃我们。
He will not rest until his mission is fully realized and completed.
他不会停止他的工作，直到他的使命完成。
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，圣灵这样的工作。
That's grace.
这是恩典。
If he gives us up, then that will be the end of us.
如果他对我们放弃，那我们就完了。
And thank God for his patience with us.
我们感谢神，他给我们有这样的忍耐。
Thank God.
感谢神
for his persistency.
他是那样的持续的工作。
He will not give us up.
他不放弃我们。
He will not give in to us.
他也不向我们让步。
And he will see to it that his mission is a success.
他一定要达到他使命的完成。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the sooner we submit to him, the better we will be.
我们越快服下来越好。
Because he will not change
因为他是
his mission. He will not change, alter his mission.
他不会更改他的使命。
He will persist, insist that it is accomplished.
他会持续，他不会改变他的使命。
Now, is it good or bad, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，这是好事还是不好的事情？
Is it good or bad?
这是不是好事呢？
I think it's wonderful.
我觉得这实在是奇妙的事情。
Wonderful.
这是好事。
We are chosen, we are called, we are appointed.
我们是被拣选，我们被呼召，我们是被预定的。
And he will not give in to us.
而且他不会让步。
And he will not give us up.
他也不会放弃我们。
What grace.
这实在是恩典。
What love.
这是多么大的爱。
What patience.
这是多么大的忍耐。
Love endures again, endure, endure, endure.
神一直在我们那里恒久忍耐我们。
The patient worked out with his people.
他对于他的儿女们是蛮有蛮忍耐。
And because we are not what we ought to be yet.
我们知不知道我们要达到的。
We are not yet.What we ought to be.
我们现在还没有达到那个光景。
But thank God he's still persisting and working into us the character he's looking for in us.
我们感谢神，他仍然继续的在我们的身上工作，要我们达到那一个性格。
Now let's look at the persistent work of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看圣灵这样持续的工作。
He's very determined.
他是那样的有决心。
Very determined.
他是那样的下定决心。
There's no one more determined than the Holy Spirit.
没有一个比圣灵更有决心的。
Okay, now let's look at just one verse.
我们再看一节。
33节。Now, if you know the story,
如果你要知道这个故事。
Okay, now the old servant and all his companions, they are now inside the house of Laban.
这个老仆人跟他所带来的人就到了拉班的家。
Okay, they have washed their feet.
他们洗了脚。
Okay, so now 33, food was set before him to eat.
33就说把饭摆在他们面前叫他吃。
But he said, I will not eat until I have told you, I have told about my errand. And he said, speak on.
他却说我不吃，等我说明白我的事情再吃。Okay. 拉班说请说。
Okay, but let's see the persistency of the old servant of Abraham.
你看到亚伯拉罕老仆人他这样坚持他所做的。
He was, how can I put it? He was obsessed with his mission.
他为着他的使命好像着迷。
That's right. There's nothing can deviate him from that mission.
他在他的使命上没有一点的偏移。
He will not settle until that mission is somehow revealed.
直到这一个使命能够完全的显明出来，他不会停下来。
Okay. So food was set for him to eat.
那么你说饭已经预备好了，请他吃。
Okay, now that is a big temptation.
这是一个很大的试探。
Okay, after all the distance from Canaan back to Mesopotamia, that is quite a long distance.
哦，从迦南地那么远跑到美索不达米，那是很远的路。
It's desert.
经过沙漠。
It's a very tiring journey.
这是一个非常疲乏的旅途。
And when you're tired, you wish you can sort of just have a time of refreshment.
当你疲倦的时候，你希望得到一些的休息，一些的供应。
When you're tired, you want to be revived, you want to be refreshed.
当你疲乏的时候，你需要能够得到供应。
Okay, but this also refused to be refreshed by anyone.
这一个老仆人他拒绝人给他任何的款待。
Yes, I will not eat until I tell you what I'm here for.
他说我不吃，等我说明白我的事情再吃。
Now, thank God for the persistency of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神，圣灵是那样坚持他的工作。
He will not give up. Give us up.
他不放弃我们。
And he will not rest. He will not settle down until his mission is fully accomplished.
他不休息，他不停下来，直到他在我们身上的使命完全达到。
That is the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵。
From the beginning to the end.
从始到终
He has put out mission.
他要达到那个使命
It's to secure a bride for the Lord Jesus.
他要为了耶稣基督得到一个心腹
And brother and sister, we often heard that phrase.
我们经常听到这一句话
Once we are his, we are his forever, we are caught.
我们一属于他，我们就永远属于他
Brother and sister, we have no escape.
弟兄姊妹，我们逃不掉的。
His love has cornered us.
他的爱已经掳掠了我们。
Sooner or later, we must surrender all to him.
我们早晚要向他降服。
That is the way to be blessed.
这是蒙福的路。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The Holy Spirit is not only the persistent pursuer of God's purpose.
圣灵不单只是那样坚持固执的要达到神的旨意
，But he has ability.
他还有能力
to help us to depart from our old home.
他有能力帮助我们，叫我们不要离开这条路。
He has ability to help us to leave to forget our old home.
他有办法帮助我们，叫我们忘记我们旧的路。
He also has the ability to enable us to follow him.
他也有能力叫我们能够跟从他。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
We have no way to depart our old home. Our old home.
我们没有办法好像离开我们以前的家。
That's right. Our earthly home.
我们没有办法脱离我们属地的。
Okay. Our old flesh.
我们这属肉体的。
We have no way of getting rid of.
我们没有办法来脱离这一切。
But the Holy Spirit has the power to help us.
但是圣灵有力量来帮助我们。
And to help us to rise up and follow him.
他叫我们起来跟从他。
Because the whole work is his work.
因为一切的工作都是他做的。
If we will let him do it.
如果你让他做。
Now let's just look at one verse.
我们再来看一节。
Verse
61.61节
61. Then Rebecca and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels. Now pay attention, and follow the man.
利百加和他的使女们起来，骑上骆驼，跟着那仆人。
And so the servant took Rebecca and departed.
仆人就带着利百加。走了。
Now, these two verses to me is very precious.
这一节圣经对我来讲是非常的宝贵。
Okay, this verse 61.
61节。
And let's read it again.
我们再来读。
Then Rebecca and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels, and followed the man.
利百加和他的使女们起来，骑上骆驼，跟着那仆人。
So the servant took Rebecca and departed.
仆人就带着利百加走了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，How difficult for us to leave the old for the new？
对我们来讲，离开我们旧的家是多么的困难。
How reluctant we can let go the old relationships.
我们是多么的不愿意离开我们以前一切的关系。
You know, Laban,
拉班
and the mother,
他的母亲
they say, let her stay for a few days, maybe 10 days.
叫他们多住几天或者十天吧。
That is always big temptation.
这实在是一个很大的试探。
Let her stay for a few days, maybe 10 days.
让她多住几天差十天好吧。
Okay, and then they say, well,Ask her see what she would do.
然后就去问一问利百加，看她怎么说。
And she said, I go.
她说我去。
Our brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Before Rebecca left Mesopotamia,
当利百加离开米索波大米以前
，her heart was already captivated by Isaac.
她的心已经让以撒夺去。
Because the old servant represent.Who Isaac is.
因为这个老仆人代表了以撒。
If you read carefully, there's a description of all that is of Isaac.
你看到他那里形容以撒的时候。
So her heart was already captured by Isaac.
他的心已经被以撒所夺。
And so now all the servant needs to do is just to go and then they follow.
这样老仆人就带他，他们就跟从。
We need that old servant to lead the way.
我们需要这个老仆人带我们的道路。
Because he's our attraction.
因为他是我们的吸引。
He show us who Christ is.
他指引我们基督是谁。
And he will draw us to the Lord Jesus.
他把我们带到基督的跟前。
Now, so I want to share a couple of things about this persistency of the Holy Spirit.
我愿意再分享一下圣灵这样坚持持续的工作。
He is looking for those who are called, those who are chosen, those who are appointed.
他要得到那些被呼召、被拣选、被预定的。
And Holy Spirit indwelling mark us out as the called, the chosen, the appointed one.
圣灵就住在我们的里面，叫我们这些被拣选、被预定，叫我们这些被呼召的人。
And that's what he is looking for.
所以他一直在寻找这样的人。
Holy Spirit is the seal that we belong to him.
圣灵印我们在印把印记在我们的身上，说明我们是属于他的。
And God thank God for the Holy Spirit.
我们为了圣灵而感谢神。
He is persistent.
他是那样的坚持。
He is insistent.
他是那样的坚持不变。
He will see to it that his mission is fully completed.
他直到他一直的工作，直到他的使命完成。
But the sooner we cooperate, it will make it easier for him as well for us.
我们。早一点的顺服对我们来讲是有益处的。
Now, we want to move on to another aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在要看圣灵另一步的工作。
Okay. Let's turn to Matthew 16.
我们来看马太十六章。
Verse 18.
马太十六章十八节。
Okay.Matthew 16:18.
马太十六章十八节。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄。不能胜过他。
Now the Lord Jesus said,
我们的主说，
I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我要建造我的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Now, as we read through the gospel,
当我们读过了福音书，
you notice that shortly after the Lord Jesus uttered those words in Matthew 16:18.
我们就看到当主说马太十六章十八节的时候之后
He went to the cross
他就上了十字架
From the cross he went to the throne
从十字架他上到宝座去
Did he actually build the church?
他实际上他建造了教会了吗
Apparently he did not build the church
好像他没有建造他的教会。
But we find on the day of Pentecost,
但是我们在五旬节那一天
when the Holy Spirit came down,
当圣灵降临的时候
on that day,
在那一天
church was born,
圣教会被建立了。
Now, the church was born upon the resurrection, ascension, glorification of the Lord Jesus.
教会的是建立在我们主耶稣基督的钉死、复活、升天的根基上。
Because he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church.
他说我建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Now, the gates of Hades speaks of death.
阴间的权柄是讲到死亡。
What death cannot touch is resurrection.
死亡不能够碰复活。
That's right. And so church is built upon the resurrection, the ascension, and the glorification of the Lord Jesus.
教会是建造在主耶稣的复活升天他的荣耀的上面。
Friends, that is what the Holy Spirit takes what's already done in the Lord Jesus and work that into us.
我们的主耶稣已经做成了，然后圣灵就在我们身上来完成。
That's why I say, I'll build my church.
主说我要建造我的教会。
Upon this rock,
在这磐石上。
This solid rock,
这一个坚固的磐石
the completed work of the Lord Jesus,
是耶稣基督他已经成就了的工作
His death,
他的死
His resurrection,
他的复活
His ascension,
他的升天
His glorification,
他的得荣耀
His exaltation,
他的被升高
But that's why the church, potentially speaking, is a glorious church.
所以教会应该是荣耀的教会
Thank God.
感谢神
So that we have to see.
所以我们要看到
So the Holy Spirit is taking what is already accomplished in the person of the Lord Jesus and work that into us corporately.
所以我们的主他拿 主耶稣已经在我们身上所成就的这个救恩然后把我们带进这个身体的实际里面
Because church is Christ's new creation.
因为教会乃是基督的新造
It isAfter the old has passed away, then we have the new.
因为旧的已经过去了，是有新的。
So it's not on the dead side of the cross, it's on the resurrection side of the cross.
不是在死亡，不是在十字架死亡的一边，乃是在十字架复活的一面。
And that is true.
那是教会。
Now, you know our brothers mentioned about the baptized in the Spirit.
我们的弟兄讲到圣灵的浸。
Okay, There are seven mentions.
那么有七次。
Four times in the Gospel.
有四次是在福音书里面提的。
Two times in the Book of Acts.
使徒行传里面提到两次。
And once in 1 Corinthians 12 through Apostle Paul.
然后有一次是在哥林多前书十二章保罗所说的。
Okay, now if you have time to look through the four mentions in the Gospels.
如果你有时间看在福音书里面四次的提到圣灵的浸
Okay, and Matthew and Luke they speak of the baptism of spirit and fire.
马太是讲到灵与火的浸
And also Luke.
路加也是这样
Okay, but in Mark
在马可福音
it is the baptism they baptize in this, with the spirit.
是讲到圣灵的浸
and also John
约翰
baptized in the spirit
是讲到圣灵的浸
okay so I don't want to differentiate the two differences
我不愿意在这里说这两个的不一样的地方
okay, so we'll leave it to Brother Christian
我们让留给陈弟兄讲
but I was meditating this slight differences in the four gospels.
当我在这里默想在四福音里面有这样的分别。
Okay, maybe we can look at just one gospel. Let's look at John.
我们就看一下约翰福音。
Okay. Chapter 1 of John.
约翰福音第一章。
Okay, I think we'll read from verse 30.
我们从三十节开始看。
John 1:30.
约翰福音第一章三十节。
This is he of whom I say, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.
这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water.
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施浸，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.
约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵驾上来，住在谁的身上？谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
Now we heard this conference that the mentions of the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
我们在这次特会里面听到圣灵的浸，
is prophetic in nature,
是一些是在这里是预告，
because it is pointing to the event that is yet to come,
是指到前面要发生的事情。
Okay, and let's look at Acts.
我们再翻到使徒行传
Chapter 1
使徒行传第一章。
And the Lord Jesus quoted from what we find in the gospel.
使徒行传是引福音书里面的话。
Okay, Acts 1 verse 4 and 5.
第一章第四第五节。
Okay. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem,but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Okay. Now, in the gospel, the four mentions they are prophetic in nature.
在福音书里面，四次提到圣灵的浸是一个预告。
It's about an event that is yet to come.
是讲到前面要发生的事情。
Now, the Lord Jesus mentioned in Acts 5:1-5.
在使徒行传一章第五节，主这样说。
It's also prophetic in nature.
也是预告。
Because in few days.This thing will occur. This will happen.
因为但不多几日，这个事情就要发生。
And for sure, on the day of Pentecost, it happened.
在五旬节那一天就发生了。
And the 120 at the upper room, they were baptized by the Holy Spirit, one spirit into one body.
那在楼上的一百二十个人就进入一个灵，从一个灵进成一个身体。
Now there are two occurrences of this event in the Book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面有两次的出现。
Okay, on the day of Pentecost,
五旬节那一天。
And also in chapter 10 of the book of Acts,
还有在使徒行传第十章。
The Holy Spirit was outpoured upon the Gentiles and the home of Cornelius.
哦，圣灵就降在哥尼流的家里面降临在外邦人的身上。
And we are told by those who know the scripture very well, between the first occurrence and the next and the occurrence we find in the Acts,there's a 10 years between them.
读圣经的人告诉我们，五旬节头一次圣灵的降临的发生，直到哥尼流家的事情，中中有十年的时间。
And intervening those 10 years, there's no repeat of that event.
在那十年当中，没有重复过这样的事情。
Only once on the day of Pentecost and once in the home of Cornelius the Gentile.
一次在五旬节，一次在哥宁流的家里面。
Now we heard that's when Peter exercised the key to the kingdom.
我们知道这是彼得使用那天国的钥匙。
He opened the door to the Jews and he opened the door to the Gentiles.
他开了犹太人的门，开了外邦人的门。
And the church is neither Jew or Gentile, but one new creation in Christ Jesus.
哦，所以是教会乃是不分犹太人跟外邦人。他们在基督里面是一个身体
is one new man.
是一个新人
so you find between the two events,
所以在这两件事情发生之间
there are many thousands got saved
让有成千上万的人得救
there was no this event repeated again and again and again
这件事情没有重复的发生
but the scripts simply say the Lord add to the church those who are being saved
哦，圣灵就是说主把得救的人加添给他。
So the church was born on the day of Pentecost.
所以教会是在五旬节那一天诞生的。
And from that day up to this moment, Lord adds to that one church.
从那一天一直下去，神就把得救的人数加入那一个教会。
I heard this true story.
我听过这样真实的事情。
An American brother must be a servant of the Lord.
一位美国服侍主的人
He went to England to Honor Oak to listen to Quality Austin Sports.
他到英国 Honor Oak 听史柏克弟兄的信息
And I apparently Brother Scott was speaking on the church.
我史柏克弟兄讲教会的信息
Which is the body of Christ.
讲到是教会是基督的身体
And to this brother it was though the first time he heard this message, this kind of message.
对于这个弟兄来讲是他头一次听到这一类的信息
There's one body
一个身体
Many members
许多的肢体
We all baptized into this one body
我们都进入这一个身体
By that one spirit
是借着那一个名
And so after the message was over
当信息讲完以后
And he was in a friendly conversation with a brother in England
他就跟在英国的一兄弟兄们谈话。
He said, that is a very timely word.
他说这实在是一个合时的话。
The Lord really touched me.
主实在感动我。
If I go back to US,
如果我回到美国
I'm going to start churches just like our brother share.
我要开始一个教会就像我们弟兄所讲的。
And this brother whispered in his ear, he said, brother, you are 2,000 years too late.
有一个弟兄说你太晚了。你晚了两千年。
Brother, it's already born.
因为教会已经诞生了。
It's already a reality.
因为那已经是一个实际。
One head, one body.
一位元首，一个身体。
But the Lord just add to it.
主就是把得救的人加进去。
For the expression of His fullness.
为了彰显他的丰富。
So for us, that we have to see clearly.
这样我们要看得很清楚。
Now, let me just share one further word.
我继续要再讲一点。
Yeah. The explanation is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13. Let's look at that.
解释这个圣灵的禁是在哥林多前书十二章。
In the gospel, we have the truth.
在福音书里面讲到这个真理。
And the Acts, we have the experience.
在使徒行传有那个经历。
But in the epistles, we have the explanation.
在书信里面有解释。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians 12.
我们看哥林多前书十二章
Verse 12 and 13.
十二、十三两节
For as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。而且肢体虽多人是一个身子基督也是这样
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body whether Jews or Greeks whether slaves or free and have all been made to drink into one spirit
我们不拘是犹太人是希律尼人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵
I just want to make a very brief comment
我就是愿简单的提一下
Regarding the baptism of the Holy Spirit
关于圣灵的浸
With us as individuals
对于我们个人来讲，
It is our new birth.
那是我们的新生。
It is when we receive the gift of eternal life.
当我们得到这永生的恩典的时候，
That light comes to us through the Holy Spirit.
那一个生命是借着圣灵临到我们。
It is new birth.
那是我们的新生。
Born of the Spirit.
从灵而生。
That is individually.
这是我们个人的经历。
But at the same time.
同时。
By that same Spirit.
同那位圣灵。
We are baptized into the body of Christ.
我们被进入基督的身体里面。
It is two aspects of one act.
这是圣灵所做一件事情的两个成果。
The moment you are born from above.
当你从上而生的时候。
Individually.
你个人来讲，
Immediately we are grafted into the body of Christ.
你马上就进入基督的身体。
It's by that same Spirit.
就是同那一位圣灵。
By new birth, I receive that Spirit of life.
哦，那个重生，我们就得到属灵的生命。
By being in the body of Christ,
叫我们能够进入基督的身体。
We are made to share that one life.
我们就能够共享于这一个生命。
One life.
同一个生命。
Whether individually or corporate, we but share by one life.
不管是个人或者是整体，我们都是共享于那一个生命。
Because there's only one head.
因为只有一位元首。
And so, brothers, to put it in a very simple way.
我们很简单的来说。
There's no other way we can gather apart from gathering unto the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们没有其他的方式来聚集，没有，只有一个，就是我们。聚集在他的名下。
There's no other way.
没有其他的。
Because we belong to him.
因为我们都是属于他的。
He saved us for himself.
他为了他自己拯救我们。
He baptized all into that one body.
他把我们都进入这一个身体里面。
How can we be separated?
我们怎么能够分开？
How can we?
我们怎么能够？
Brothers,
弟兄姊妹们。
That's very clear.
这是非常清楚的。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
And this, some of this truth.We need allow the Holy Spirit to recover in our midst.
哦，这个真理，我们就借助天主，借着圣灵，在我们当中恢复过来。
No matter how we look at our condition of Christianity, no matter how churches look today to us.
我们不管今天教会的光景对我们来讲是怎么样。
The way it is today.
不管今天的光景怎么样。
So divided.
是那样 的分离
，so fragmented，
是那样的脆弱
，each one go their own way，
各走各路
，but in God's sight，
但从神的眼光来看
，spiritually speaking，
属灵的角度来看
，he only see us as one，
他只看到我们是一个身体
，our division is our poor testimony of our one head，
我们的分裂是我们对于一个元首的一个不好的见证。
That's right. So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Brothers, another thing I want to share.
还有一点我愿意交通的。
One of the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Is to recover Christ as our one head.
是要恢复基督成为我们那唯一的元首。
Because Holy Spirit only recognizes Christ our one head.
圣灵叫我们承认基督是元首。
That's the work of Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
He is jealous of his headship.
他
He's jealous.
他妒忌这一个元首。
How can I put it? He's unhappy if he's not recognized as our one head. The Holy Spirit is grieved if he is not recognized, if Christ is not recognized as our one head.
如果基督不被承认是那唯一的元首，圣灵会在那里觉得忧伤。
That's right. But we have to sympathetic with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要与圣灵表同情。
We sympathize with man, but we ignore the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
我们这些人，我们很多时候我们轻视了圣灵的感觉。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
We need to cultivate sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要对于圣灵的引导有那个敏锐的感觉。
We need to be led by Him.
我们需要接受他的带领
，not by the needs of people，
不是根据人的需要
，not by our own feeling，
不是根据我们的感觉
，not by our circumstances，
不是根据我们的环境
，but He is right， Holy Spirit's right in us must be recognized。
圣灵在我们当中的主权，我们一定要看到。
And his right is required is restore Christ as our one head.
他的工作乃要恢复我们，让基督做我们唯一的元首。
And we are his one body.
我们是他那一个身体。
Now let me just share a few more practical things.
我再讲一点具体的。
The Holy Spirit never lose sight of his mission.
圣灵从来没有离开他那唯一的使命。
Is to secure a bride for God's beloved son.
就是要确实的为基督得着心腹。
To put it strongly, that's his one work.
我们严格的来讲，这是他唯一的工作。
All the other works are but for this one work.
其他所有的工作是为了这个工作。
All the other works cannot substitute this one work.
所有其他的工作不能够代替这一个使命。
We have to see that.
我们要看见这一点。
Now, let me just give you an example.
我们举几个例子。
Okay. Now, for the Lord to build the church.
我们的主要建造他的教会。
Okay, he has to gather material.
他要得到材料。
So he has to call out a people from all the nations unto his name.
所以他要从各国里面招人归到他的名下。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
Evangelism is not the end. Evangelism is but the means.
传福音不是最终的目的，而是一个过程。
Now to us, evangelism may be the end, but with the Holy Spirit, evangelism is but the means.
对我们来讲，好像传福音是一个目的，但对圣灵来讲，这是一个过程。
Because the Holy Spirit works with all the time with that ultimate thing in view.
因为圣灵的工作乃是在永世的里面为了那一点来工作。
We may lose that ultimate view, but the Holy Spirit never loses that view.
我们可能忽略了那个最终的目的，但是圣灵不会。
Thank God for that.
我们感谢神。
Now deeper life.
更深的灵命
spiritual life
属灵的生命
now spiritual just being spiritual that is not the end either
你能够更属灵那也不是目的
that is still a means
那仍然是一个过程
it's for him to secure that bride
是为了他要得到那个身体
so conformity and transformation is also unto for that ultimate thing the Holy Spirit is after
我们被改变给磨成他的样式也是为了那个目的
Christ he never loses the end the end view
他永远不会离开那个最终的目的
so he is calling people to his name
所以他招人归到他的名下
it's for him
是为了他
so they don't belong to us
所以那不是属于我们的
they don't belong I don't belong to you
我也不是属于你的
we all belong to him
我们都是属于他的
he called people out of the nations for his name
他把我们从各国里面呼召出来归入他的名下
But how we call ourselves is very crucial.
我们怎么样来称呼我们也是非常的重要。
That's right. We cannot use names and titles carelessly.
我们不能够随便用一些的名词，用一些的称呼。
We are called unto that name.
我们是被召入他的名下。
In that name we meet.
我们奉这个名我们聚集。
In that name we go.
在这个名底下我们向前走
In that name we stand.
在这个名里面我们站立
Because that only name is worthy.
因为没有这个名是配的
For us to belong to.
叫我们只有属于他
And because we have to be very careful how we call ourselves.
我们要很小心我们怎么称呼我们自己
Now the other thing about the Holy Spirit never lose sight.
另外圣灵他从来没有失去这一个看见
In all his dealings with us.
就是他在我们里面的工作
the work of the cross,
十字架的工作
is sanctifying work,
他那在我们里面做成圣的工作
is refining work,
他在里面做那炼净的工作
is maturing work,
他在我们里面那实际的工作
is perfecting work,
他在我们里面叫我们成为完全的工作
it is all for that end view,
都是为了另一个目的
it is all for him,
都是为了他
not for us,
不是为我
It's when he gets what he's after, then we are satisfied.
是为了当他得到他要得到的时候，我们就满足了。
So don't lose sight. The Holy Spirit influence is not for us; it for the reason glorify Lord Jesus.
我们不要看错圣灵一切的工作不是为了我们是为了那位升天的主。
He's in us for his interest.
他在我们里面是为了他的工作。
But when his interest is getting through in us, then we are truly blessed.
当他的旨意在我们身上得到通路的时候我们就蒙福了。
So when the day comes, the Holy Spirit can present us as a glorified church to present to the Lord Jesus.
当那一天我们圣灵把我们呈现在主的跟前成为荣耀的教会。
Now last, I want to just share one very practical thing.
最后我愿意讲一个很实际的
how can you respond? How can we respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么样来回应圣灵的引导？
What is the secret?
那个秘诀在哪里？
You know, how can some brothers, they seem to hear the voice of the Lord and some don't?
为什么有弟兄姊妹他们能够回应圣灵的声音，有一些不能够？
Some seem to see something of the heart of God and some don't.
有一些能够合乎神的心意，有一些好像达不到。
Some seem to see clearer.
有人看神的心意看得非常的清楚。
But some are very vague.
但有人看得很大概。
And some even doubt if there's such thing so called as God's eternal purpose.
有人甚至怀疑有神永远的旨意吗？
Brothers,
弟兄姊妹们，
See how poor condition we are in.
看看我们今天的光景是多么的可怜。
Now there's one secret.
有一个秘诀。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
I need it.
我们需要。
I personally need it.
我个人实在需要。
Okay, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们翻到哥林多后书第三章。
We'll read two verses.
我们读两节。
16 and 17.
十六、十七。
2 Corinthians 3:16. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord,The veil is taken away.
第十六节，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now, 16, the key is on this word, turn.
第十六节那个重点是归向主。
That's where do we turn?
我们的心什么时候归向主？
Who are we turning to?
我们归向谁呢？
Who's drawing us?
谁吸引我们？
That we turn.
我们归向谁呢？
You know, when you hear something in this direction, then you turn.
你听到那方面有声音，你就转向那里。
And when you hear something on this, you turn.
你那边面听到声音，你就转向那边。
Now, how we turn is very important.
我们如何的转归向是非常的重要。
Now, if we turn to the Lord, then the veil is taken away.
如果我们归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
If we don't turn to the Lord, the veil is always there.
如果我们不归向主，这个帕子一直在那里。
Now, who is your focus?
你所看的是什么？
You know, my prayer for this last few days.
在过去几天，我是这样的祷告。
I said, Lord, we don't want to hear just good messages.
主啊，我们不是光光要听到一些好的信息。
And thank God for good messages.
我们为了这些信息，我们感谢神。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
We are so blessed.
我们是多么蒙福。
Where can you go and hear this kind of messages?
你到哪里能够听到这样的信息？
You think about that.
你想一想。
Where can you go in this world?And to hear the message we've been hearing this weekend.
你在地上到哪里可以听到在这里听到的信息？
We are blessed.
我们是蒙福的。
Then we are responsible for what we hear.
但是我们要对我们所听到的负责。
Then I say, Lord, thank you for wonderful messages.
我们要感谢神给我们这么好的信息。
But we want to see beyond that.
但我们要看到。
We want to see your greatness.
我们要看到你的伟大。
See his greatness will emancipate us.
我们看到他的伟大，我们就伏在他的下面。
If he is small, then you are very small.
如果你看到他小，你也是很小。
If you think big, then you are liberated.
如果你看到他的伟大，你就得释放。
I told my brother and sister in South Jersey, think big of Christ.
我在我们聚会的地方，我告诉弟兄姊妹，当你看基督的时候，你要看到他的伟大。
Because he is big.
因为他是伟大的。
Because he is bigger than you think.
他比你所能够想象的更大。
Oh, we think him so small.
我们想他是那么小。
Now, don't you want to turn to someone who's big?
哦，当你是不是愿意来到那位伟大的跟前
？And when you turn to him, all the other things disappear.
当你归向他的时候，其他的事情你就可以
说明。Who can compare with him?
有什么能够与他相比呢
？When you have a glimpse of him, what is there can compare with?
当你一看到他的时候，有什么能够与他相比呢
？We need to see him.
我们需要看见主。
Seeing him is our true deliverance.
当我们看见我们的主，我们就得释放。
We don't see him, we are in bondage.
如果你没有看到主，你就是被捆绑。
He is our great deliverer.
他是我们最伟大的拯救者。
He is our emancipator.
哦，他是我们的拯救者。
We need to thank him.
我们要感谢他。
And the next thing.
我们
next verse.
我们下一个点。
Now, the Lord is a spirit.
主就是那灵。
We heard this week, the Lord is the person.
我们
hey, Holy Spirit is the person.
之前听到圣灵是那一位。
The Holy Spirit is God Himself.
圣灵是神。
The Holy Spirit is Christ Himself.
圣灵是基督。
And when the Spirit is Lord,
当这个名是主的时候
，and where the Spirit is, we are free.
主的名在哪里，我们就得自由。
Okay.Now, one brother put this way,
有一位弟兄
free on both sides.
我们的弟兄说
free on both sides.
说这个
free on both sides, free from God's side and free on our side.
说在神那方面有三点，在我们这两面都有三样，都是三的。
No, where to go? Where this?The Spirit is the Lord. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. There's freedom.
主是那灵。
That's right.
主的灵在哪里，哪里得自由。
Okay, now listen. This freedom is on two sides.
这一个自由是在两方面。
That's right. On God's side as well on our side.
在神那一面，也在我们这一面。
That's right.He's free to lead us.
他是自由的，能够引导我们。
Then we are free to follow him.
我们也能够自由的跟从他。
That is the key.
这个是那个要点。
And brothers, we need that.
我们需要这个。
So, whenever the Spirit is Lord,
当主是那灵
there's freedom.
那里有自由。
He's free to do what he wants to do with us.
当他能够自由地在我们身上做他要做的
and we will be free for him to do whatever he wants to do with us
当那我们就自由地让他在我们身上做工
and that the Lord through the Spirit will build his church
借着圣灵我们的主就建立了他的教会
and the Holy Spirit will perfect it
圣灵就把他做到完全
to God's satisfaction
能够叫神得到满足
A bride for Christ, his beloved son.
基督就得到一个心腹
okay. One last statement
最后一句话
The Holy Spirit by his by one work
圣灵只做一件的工作
From the beginning to the end
从最开始直到最末了
His one mission
他只有一个使命
is to secure a bride for God's beloved son
他要为着神的爱子确实的得到心腹
and he will succeed
他已经成功
thank God
感谢神
let's pray
我们祷告
Father we have to confess our words so weak and so feeble
主我们要承认我们的话是那么软弱是那么零碎
but you are the powerful one
但你是那位大能者
We thank you.
我们感谢你
We thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们为了圣灵感谢你
He is persistent.
他是那样的坚持他的工作，他是那样的持久的工作，直到他的使命完成。
And we pray,
我们祷告
secure that bride quickly,
哦，你要确实的得到那个心腹
with those who love you,
哦，在你所在那些爱你的人身上。
May this conference,
愿意这一个特会
contribute to the hastening of your return,
能够催促主你自己的快来。
And we give you all the glory,
我们愿你得到一切的荣耀。
In Christ's precious name we pray.
奉主基督的名祷告。
Amen.